crack them and then let them fall out of the shells in the hot water.
Fried.
Uh-huh. And if they cooked them instead of cooking them in grease, if they
scrambled.
If they had them in water.
Poached.
Mm-hmm. Then what would you call the kind of meat that you might boil, like with greens or something?
Salt meat.
Salt meat. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now, if did you ever know much about slaughtering a hog?
Doing what?
Slaughtering a hog. You know about that?
Do I? Couldn't do it if I had one now. Somebody kill it.
Well, now when they would slaughter a hog. What would they call the meat between the ham and the shoulder?
The rib. And, rib and middling.
Middling?
Between the shoulder and ham is the middling.
Mm-hmm. And, now, would they cure that middling meat? Would that be?
Yes, ma'am. We did.
What, after it was cured, what would they use it for?
Would they eat. Put it in the smokehouse, wash it good and clean, salt it first, and wash it, put it, hang it up in the smokehouse, and then smoke it with hickory, little hickory blocks.
Mm-hmm. Now, did they slice it up then after?
After, when we got ready for food, for the table, we sliced it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, how does that compare to what we call bacon?
That's the same as now. It's called bacon.
It's just called
after
bacon.
After we get it cured and ready for the table, it's called bacon. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Now, the crusty part kind of on the edge of the bacon, they call that the
rind.
And now, when they take hog meat and grind it up and put
sausage.
And a man who makes his living by
butcher.
Mm-hmm. She's so quick. I don't even have to finish the question. That's wonderful. If somebody if they kept their meat too long, it started to smell bad. You'd say the meat has done what?
Spoiled.
And what would after you butcher a hog, what would you make with the meat from its head?
Sows.
And what would they call? Well, did you ever hear of people cooking and grinding up the liver of the hog?
Yes, ma'am. It's called liver cheese.
And did you ever hear of anybody make anything out of the blood of the hog?
Yes, ma'am.
What would they make?
Blood pudding.
Oh,
that's awful mess.
I bet it was.
Mama had to help me. There's somebody, some Jew in Forest City, a long time ago, wanted Mama to fix her something. No, I was so sick. I said, Mama, I'll be so glad when I get through with this. I was so sick.
Oh.
Then we're taking the sheep's sheep casing, it's called. Mm-hmm. It's the inside of a sheep. Take that casing, buy that already fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And we had stuffer. We turned by hand. It had a hopper in it, just like a sausage mill, but it was smaller. Facing them casing on the end of a little horn like the end of that, and push that lever down and pour that. Well, we didn't have to push it down until we got that blood and all that. Oh, wait a minute. It was meal and rolled oats and salt and pepper, and I believe green peppers, all mixed. And some meal, poured it in that little hopper thing like a sausage mill, push that down there and fill that sheep casing full of what you call this blood pudding. Oh,
that
makes me sick to think about it now.
Well,